State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2017 test results. While scores improved by nearly 2% from last year, the results still show that around 60% of students in grades 3 through 8 are not considered proficient in English and math. Elia says she's keeping her eye on the big picture, though, and trying to see the positive in the results.
We have some areas that we certainly need. We know that we need to have growth, we are on a trajectory of moving forward and upward, and that's a good thing.
She says in New York City and in upstate's largest cities, there was slight improvement. Children of all ethnicities perform better on the 2017 test than they did in 2016. But there's still a large gap in the test scores of children from richer schools, where around two-thirds scored highly on the tests, and the results in poorer schools. Around one-third of children in rural districts and in New York City were considered proficient in the skills they need in English and math, while just an average of 16% of students in upstate city schools performed well on the tests.
The issue of gaps between students across the state is a major focus.
The test results come amid ongoing controversy over the Common Core learning standards and the related exams. The animosity between teachers, parents, and education leaders has calmed somewhat under Elia's now two-year-old tenure. The new commissioner went on a statewide listening tour to hear complaints. The Board of Regents, which sets education policy in New York, has gained new members who are skeptical of Common Core. And there's been a moratorium on the test results being used to negatively evaluate students or their teachers. But the state's largest teachers union, New York State United Teachers, called the 2017 test results virtually meaningless. NYSET President Andy Pallotta, speaking before the test results were released, said the tests are part of what is a broken system.
It has created a system where folks just see themselves as preparing students for tests, not preparing students for life. And I believe that that's what their real goal is. So the test had become all important.
Commissioner Elia, who began her career as a teacher, says the tests are being revamped. Teachers will have more input into the test design and questions in future years.
The Board of Regents voted to move from a three-day for English language arts to two and a three-day in mathematics to two. So ultimately, those designs for tests will change. There will be fewer questions, and those questions will be focused on a two-day period.
But Elia says the tests will still be just as rigorous. Commissioner Elia and the Board of Regents are revising the teacher and principal evaluations for the fifth time since 2010. Pallotta with NYSET says there's a lot riding on the reforms, including whether the test boycott movement will continue. While the number of children who skipped the test in 2017 was 19%, down 2 percentage points from 2016, Pallotta doesn't believe the opt-outs will truly end until parents and teachers are satisfied with the changes.
A lot of parents are waiting to see what New York State, the education officials in this state, what the legislature will do to address their concerns.
Meanwhile, the leaders of the state's charter schools say they are pleased. They say the test results show that charter school students scored higher on the exams than did public school students. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.